Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends. Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
glasses. She got the claws in you. There's only one prognosis. Anybody coming through? She got your bad hypnosis. She got the claws in you.
Francisco.
Chinwa dekku
たさすちかせどちゅう lovely day あんちんわてこたさすちこちかるこべつあすねせてしたわうけしんBegame Billish Salasibo Teleyeshi Kanchi Wadia Sedalamnum Lemagnetin Almokirin Kanchi Wadia SedalamnumLe magnetin al mokirin Afasasku Bazihalen Mefeterin Amarku Mbaefaso Alfolinyan YanchimbakinBae faso alfolinyal Yanchimbakin yikatilal Yalla falfal Kahun wedi AnnikenanyimThe duro, ye makabrish, I'm a slenyim. Ye kertabiti, alekabem, kanchi wadya, setalamnim. Ye kertabiti, alekabem.Kanchi wadya sedalamnim Kanchi wadya sedalamnim Kanchi wadya sedalamnim
My name is Fruitland Jackson, and you're listening to Sheffield Live, number one for Sheffield music.
Life spell on you, 'cause you're mine. La 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 la, you better stop the things you do. Because you're
shut me down, it's in my blood, I hold. Jesus.
fiskar är fiskar. Lavnum gyrjen á sjöttin að spýnja ég að sannum ná í ljúra vorum gyrir hannum ná í ljúra. In my dreams you're coming home.
In my dreams you're
coming home. I hear your voice, I feel your glow.
In my dreams you're
home. You're with me everywhere I go.
In my dreams you're
jag är där hela.
Hanen
av i ur och ur av och ur av och ur av och ur av. Skrivna bakes han är salsad av med tjej.
Well, my name is Martin Simpson, and you're listening to Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM and sheffieldlive.org.
They walked to the wall in their thousands. They came like a surge of the sea. They crossed the hard and barren earth where their olive groves used to be. They flew flags in freedom's colours, sang songs of victory. The war carved through the landscape for as far as the eye could see. The wall towered over them, the wall barred their way. Above them an Apache hovered like a bird of prey. Some of them picked up stones and rocks and hurled them against the wall, and stood and watched in silence as if waiting for it to fall. Uneasy in their watchtowers, uncertain what to do, the soldiers looked down on the swelling crowds and their nervousness grew. The brigadier phoned the general, who arrived in his APC. "There's trouble here," said the brigadier. Said the general, "Leave it to me." He climbed up into the watchtower, he spoke through a megaphone. "Go back now where you came from, this is a military zone. We want justice, we want freedom," they chanted in reply. "You won't find them here," said the general. "Don't you know they're in short supply?" "We want bread, justice, freedom," they sang out with one voice. "We are the third intifada, you give us no other choice. You turn our lives to rubble, you turn our hopes to dust, but you cannot break our resistance, for we know our cause is just." Said the general, "You've had your last warning. This is our land," they said. The soldiers' hands gripped their rifles, the gunship buzzed overhead. They said, "Do you think you can kill us all?" The general said, "Why not?" A woman screamed out to the heavens when they fired the first shot. The Minister of Propaganda alerted the BBC. Terrorists tried to breach the fence and attack our troops, said she. A hostile mob assembled where civilians aren't allowed, and gangs of armed militants hid themselves in the crowd. Of course, any civilian casualties are a matter of great regret, but we have the right to defend ourselves when our soldiers are under threat. The white flag the boy was waving was a white scarf stained blood red, and the vow he made was a promise that one day their blood would be shed. They gathered up their wounded, they gathered up their dead. We will come again tomorrow, your choice, the general said.
With all the answers.